Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I'm going to be switching gears and actually talking a little bit more about wellness and a little bit more about how to really kind of keep everything moving in a positive direction. We've been talking a lot of business over the last couple of months and really talking heavy duty digital media and social media marketing. But I think a lot of what makes somebody successful is really how they feel. And that could mean from a mental health perspective, that could mean from just a everyday kind of life hacks. So I saw this article and I thought it was really great. And maybe I thought, let's put this out on the podcast and shift gears and make it a little bit more useful in the sense that you could easily digest my podcast quickly within like 5 to 10 minutes, get these different tips to really help you during the day. And this one was labeled as 5 ways to be happy. Now that's like a huge, huge statement, like, or it's like a maybe a wish, 5 ways to be happy. It's definitely, you know, I think we all have to work on different things and become aware of different elements that can contribute to our daily happiness. And I think it's a combination of many things that really contribute to someone's happiness. But I think with the pandemic and all that we're all going through together, you know, I think that any kind of positive reinforcement or positive kind of advice or recommendations is totally welcome. And I love reading articles like this every day. And it was actually from a mom's blog site. So it was really good. And we know moms are doing a lot of the heavy lifting most of the time. So these were really good. So the first one, and I believe this one to be true, the first thing that you could do is surround yourself with happy people. And it is so true when they say, like, you become the result of the 4 or 5 people that you're surrounded by. So true. And I think because we've been like in the house and you're kind of like restricted to like the minimal interactions with people, you know, sometimes you might become your own worst enemy. And I might speak from my own perspective, but it's hard. It's hard to really put yourself around a lot of positive people because I think a lot of people are not as gung-ho as they were, let's say. But I think with the internet and access to different things online, you can really find positive mentors. You can find positive public figures. I mean, I follow a lot of great people online, like the Marie Forleo, Brendan Bouchard, Gabby Bernstein. Like, all those people have like really awesome daily positive things that they put out on their site. And it's very helpful. And it's, you know, I think reminders are very important. So the second thing is bring in activities into your life that make you happy. And I love this one because it's so true. And one of the big activities that I used to love to do, and obviously we couldn't do because of the pandemic. Me personally, I had a hobby and it really became like a passion, was to learn. First, it was ballroom dancing. And then I moved into Argentine tango specifically. And that was like really my passion. And since the pandemic, you know, obviously like no one's doing that, but hopefully soon. So bringing in those activities that make you happy, I mean, that is like everything, because it's like if you have like a weekly thing that you love to do, maybe you love to play tennis or maybe you love to watch, you know, something specific on TV that really makes you happy. It's like adding up all of those activities can really help you. So that was the second thing. The third thing is helping other people. And I believe this to be true as well, because a lot of times, you know, I find that when I'm helping other people or when I help someone else succeed in something, or if someone's trying to problem solve, you know, it always feels good and satisfying to know that like you can help someone else. And I think that's just like a very moralistic, ethical thing. And, you know, I don't think you should get carried away with helping people just because some people aren't appreciative when you do go to help them. And they're just not aware. And there's nothing worse than that feeling when you go out of your way to help someone and they don't, like acknowledge it, or they're just like not aware, and that could actually end up making you feel worse than better. But I think you have to just have your own boundaries on it to understand, you know, how much to help. The next thing is exercising at least 3 times a week. And this is so, so true. Oh my God. Literally, I mean, I do it every day because I have to for myself. It's so good for your mental health. It's obviously really good for your body. I probably could be doing more or different types of exercise. And I honestly can't wait to get back into the gym. I haven't yet just because of, all of the COVID protocols and things. But I do believe your gym is probably, doing everything possible to make it safe because they got hit very badly as far as, the business goes. But exercising 3 times a week, I mean, it releases endorphins. It helps your brain. You know, at least 20 minutes, and this is me, I walk every day, regardless of whatever's going on in the world. I have to walk. It's my meditation. It's my way of kind of like releasing everything that I feel is like kind of taking over my thought process. And it actually helps me think better when I'm done. And then I don't feel as like, you know, there's like that exasperated feeling that I think we're all feeling. And then the last thing, which I love too, is creating maybe a vision board or a journal or like journaling every day. You know, it kind of brings back like that old school teenage thing where like you have a diary and you're writing like, dear diary, here's what happened today at school. But instead you can actually envision and write things down that you want to have happen. You know, like top 3 to 5 things. I wouldn't go overboard with how many things you're focusing on, or things you want to accomplish, because sometimes you could overwhelm yourself and be like, oh, I have so many things I want to do and accomplish. Yes, but Rome was not built in a day, right? So it's like you got to do 1 thing and then 2 things and then 3 things. And then if you're writing them down, or if maybe you have it on a vision board, it kind of keeps it in perspective and it keeps it like on the front of your brain, you know? So if like you're looking at it, maybe it's a vision board and you put it on your board, you get out of bed, you look at it, you're like, right, that's okay. Yes, good reminder. I love it. That puts me in a good mood. So I think there are different ways to kind of add to your happiness every day. And this was really a great article. This was on momgenerations.com, and it's a mom blog site, but really helpful, really good information. This was from not that long ago. So it's 5 ways to be happy. And so just to kind of review again, the first thing that we talked about was surrounding yourself with happy people. Yes. The second thing, bringing in activities into your life that make you happy. Yes. What do you like to do? Make it 20 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day. Do something every day that brings you happiness or joy. The third thing was helping other people. You know, just have some solid boundaries on that. I mean, helping other people really could, or volunteering is very satisfying. It's a nice feeling. Other people really benefit from it. Something to think about. The next thing is exercising at least 3 times a week. This is definitely, talk to whoever you want to, the most important thing out of all this stuff. Exercising, because the exercising helps you mentally, it helps you motivate, it helps you get out of all of the things that perhaps you're suffering. And again, it's mental, you know, as much as it helps you physically. And I'm sure, you know, I could call any physician, I could call a mental health expert, they could give you the rundown, but I'm telling you from my perspective. So exercise is very important. That was number 4 on the list. Number 5 was creating a vision board, or as they call it here, a happiness board, or you start journaling. Very effective. And it's also good if you're like into making lists. And like I said, 1 to 3 things, don't overwhelm yourself. Or just write what you're thinking, what you're feeling. A lot of times people give assignments where they call them like angry letters. So if you've had a bad day, you can come home, write a letter, and it helps like kind of release all of the craziness that maybe you've been feeling or thinking. And it's very effective, you know? So like you have to really pay attention to yourself. And I think what this is focusing on, and why I thought it was important to throw a different thread of topic into my podcast episodes, because we're not robots. I'm not a robot. Artificial intelligence, you know, like I talk about it, we talk about technology, but we're human. And in order to be successful, You actually have to pay attention to yourself. You have to give yourself all of these things because a lot of times you can't rely on other people to give you happiness. You can't rely on your job to make you happy. You can't rely on gazillions of dollars to make you happy. Like, you have to focus on yourself. You have to focus on all the things that are going to affect your body positively, affect your brain positively. And that includes, you know, really surrounding yourself with things that are positive and can benefit you. And that's what actually creates success. So I hope you like this topic. And, you know, let me know if there's anything else or any other topics you want to talk about. I put out a little preview today on my Instagram that I'm going to be switching gears, talking more lifestyle and just day-to-day topics, you know, and obviously I'll continue to thread in my media, PR, digital media, film, production, all of those wonderful things in the umbrella. But I think we need to start talking about other things that are just kind of like real life, everyday things. And also it's going to be integrated with my other brand, which is the Italian American Girl brand. We're going to be still talking to a lot of different people. I still have other interviews lined up with really cool people within the arts, culinary, film, you name it. All those different things that I talk about on the Instagram feed and on my Facebook pages, we will start to see. And it's just, you know, for me, it's just fun. You know, this is fun. This is what makes me happy. You know, as much as I started the podcast as something as an example when I was creating a whole strategy for a Fortune 500 company around podcasting, I decided to start podcasting myself just to get really deep in the trenches to understand all the pieces and how it works. And what ended up happening for me personally was really enjoying the process. And I enjoy my podcast. I enjoy doing this, and I enjoy the interaction with the different people I'm talking to all the time through the podcast. So leave me a comment, go rate this on iTunes, leave me a couple of stars, 5 stars, it would be appreciated. You can also email me at margaret@margaretfontana.com. Hope you enjoyed this. Talk to you soon.